Good evening, this is Circe again with another Brat Time story. I'm in a reminiscing mood these days, and I'm reading some of the poems I wrote for the museum's latest anthology, Brat Time Stories, a book for nocturnal brats. This podcast and this book are no coincidence. I have insomnia, and I know many of you do too. So, hence the name. Getting back to reminiscing, I'm thinking back to the Cold War when we were stationed in Bad Hersfeld, which was an outpost on the east-west German border. My husband was at the Armored Cav, and they would do rotations out to the border. Those rotations were about 6 weeks, and so the men were always in the field. Once a rotation, all of the wives and kids got on an army bus and drove out to the outpost, OP India or OP Alpha or OP Romeo, and we would spend the day with our husbands. It was called Family Day. And because the guys were out there 24/7, we had to make our holidays whenever we were out there. It wasn't like they could just come home for Christmas or for birthdays, or even the birth of a child. So this poem is called 1600. Falling snow muffles the sounds of tanks grinding, Humvees lumbering, dogs barking. Darkness obscures the stark watchtowers, the electrified fence, the carefully tended minefields. The air smells like diesel and wood smoke. The private stands beside his army bus, smoking a cigarette, cursing the weather, missing Atlanta. Inside the OP, damp clothes hang on hooks. Boots puddle and muddy the floor. Children run around laughing and playing. Wives set out heaping platters of brownies, cookies, cupcakes, and lumpia. This is the one day in a 6-week rotation the families come together. So, this is Christmas. I think the men were out in the field 265 days of the year. It was a lot of separation time for the families, and many families really struggled with the constant every 6-week rotation of another troop going out to the border. We wives pulled together. We had clubs and fundraisers and volunteering. I worked on the economy, and we never missed Family Day. So I hope you enjoyed this poem, and I hope you can understand what it's like to be a military wife far away from home, far away, isolated on freedom's frontier. So I wish you a pleasant night, and we'll talk soon.